Thursday, the 1st of October, 1942. Yesterday I was very frightened. At 8 o'clock, the doorbell suddenly rang. I thought that the Germans were coming to get us. But everybody said that someone only rang for a joke, or that maybe it was the postman, and I felt calm again. Peter can be very funny sometimes. We both like to dress up in silly clothes. One evening, he put on one of his mother's tight dresses, and I wore his suit. Everyone laughed so much. Meep bought new skirts for Margot and me at the Bayenkorf. They looked like potato bags. Friday, the 9th of October, 1942. The news is very bad today. The Germans are taking away many of our Jewish friends. They are sent to concentration camps at Westerbork or even further away. We think many of them are murdered there. I feel terrible. The English radio says that the Germans are killing them with gas. Perhaps that's the quickest way to die. Perhaps you don't suffer so much that way. Tuesday, the 20th of October, 1942. My hand is still shaking as I write this. 2 hours ago, we heard an awful noise at our bookcase door. The knocking didn't stop, and someone was pushing and pulling at the door. Perhaps they had come to arrest us. We were white with fear. But at last we heard Mr. Clayman's voice. "Open up, it's me." The door was stuck and he couldn't open it. We had a good time on Monday. Meep and Jan spent the night with us. We cooked specially for them, and the meal tasted wonderful. Monday, the 9th of November, 1942. Yesterday was Peter's 16th birthday. He had a game and a cigarette lighter. He doesn't smoke much, but the lighter looks good. There was a big surprise, too. Mr. Van Daan heard that the English have reached Tunis, Algiers, Casablanca, and Oran. It is not the end of the war yet, but perhaps we can hope for the end now. Perhaps it will soon be history. Well, what about food in the annex? A man brings bread every day, a very nice friend of Mr. Clayman's. And we've stored 100 tins of food here. We can buy ration books on the black market. And we've also bought 300 pounds of beans. We decided to move them to the attic, and Peter was given the job. He succeeded in getting 5 sacks upstairs, but the 6th sack burst, and a river of beans poured downstairs. I was standing at the bottom of the stairs. Peter couldn't stop laughing when he saw me in a sea of brown beans. Unfortunately, though, the beans are very small and have disappeared into all the holes. Whenever we go upstairs now, we look for a few more beans.